I mean, you know, Fox has called it since before any results came in. I mean, how good do you feel at this point about?
Well, we feel very, very good, not just for the results that we're seeing here in Missouri, but what's happening across the country. And I think we're going to wait a little bit longer before we have Roy Blunt out on the stage. We have a crowd here north of 500 now, and we're excited for that. But we're really excited about what's happening all around the state. We're hearing exceedingly excellent returns from all across the country, but especially right here in Missouri, from Caruthersville to Kirksville, from Hannibal down to Springfield and Joplin and beyond. It looks like we're going to have a great night.
And what were some of those areas, metros and outstate, that what were some of the numbers we needed to hit, you guys needed to hit?
Well, we wanted to hit north of 60% in the rural parts of the state, and we're hitting above that. With some of the absentee returns, we're seeing 65, 67, 68, 69% of the vote going for Roy Blunt and our Republican ticket. We're really excited about that, and we're looking forward to a great evening for our congressional races, as well as this U.S. Senate race and the state auditor race.
How much do you guys need to hold Robin off in the metros?
Well, I think in the metros, you're going to be surprised. We're already hearing some numbers coming out of St. Louis County with absentees that would show that Roy Blunt is doing exceedingly well in St. Louis County with the absentee vote. We'll know more later, but I think what we're going to do is win big in Missouri tonight with Roy Blunt in our entire ticket.
I was going to say, what do you think about some of the other races? Vicky Hartzler is ended up being a tighter race than maybe some people thought originally. What do you think about some of these other races we have going?
Well, I think Vicky Hartzler is well positioned to win this evening and to unseat Ike Skelton. I think we're looking very well in Congressional District 3 with Ed Martin running against Russ Carnahan. And we may even pick up a county exec race in St. Louis County. We're close there, and we're talking to the folks in the last 10 minutes, and we know that we're doing extremely well with absentees. We're looking for a big hit tonight in a general assembly with our congressional districts and, of course, with this U.S. Senate race.
Sure. What happens if you guys do take the House, as Fox just projected? But what happens?
Well, I think what happens is you see a new dynamic. You see a stopgap to the Obama, Reid, and Pelosi agenda. We'll take the gavel away from Nancy Pelosi and put it in the hands, in all likelihood, of John Boehner from Ohio. He comes from a working-class family. I think what we will see is folks saying, wait a minute, this agenda is too liberal, they've gone too left, too fast, and we're going to stop it, and we're going to stop it with the purse strings. And that's where the budget starts, is in the House, and we're going to use the purse strings to do the stopping.
I don't want to make you play out too many scenarios, but one that I thought would be interesting, what happens if you guys take the House but not the Senate? That would be kind of an interesting balance.
Well, I think it will be an interesting balance, but I think the financing of the United States government starts in the House of Representatives, and I think that's where we're going to be able to negotiate with the Senate. And I think you're going to find a lot of senators who are up for election in 2012 are going to say, wait a minute. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, they're going to say, we are going to slow down the growth of government. And I think that's what's going to happen. And they're going to send a signal to the White House. That's exactly what they're going to do.
And one more thing about Vicky, too. Why do you think she was able to make as much progress as she has in some of these polls and hopefully tonight for your guys' sake?
Well, I think Vicky Hartzler ran a tremendous grassroots campaign. She went door to door. She went county by county. She went county seat to county seat. She took Ike Skelton on the issues. She pointed out his voting record, particularly in the last 4 years, had moved way left to where the 4th Congressional District is and where the people of the district are. And I think at the end of the day, the people are saying no more to Nancy Pelosi, no to Ike Skelton's change and what he's been doing. And I think that's why she's going to be victorious tonight. But, you know, we'll wait and see, but it looks very good right now.
I don't know. Anything else you want to add? Anything you think we missed?
No, I think tonight's vote in Missouri and across the country is going to be a stand for freedom. And as Ronald Reagan once said, this is a rendezvous with destiny. And I think the American people stood up for that rendezvous, and we're doing very well because of it.